Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Amia, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
That's great. I am the supervisor with customer service you requested. How may I assist you?
Just have a few questions, not nothing to stir up the pot. I'm curious on I was told from a young lady that I just spoke with that when I was requested to get sent air the pods or whatever earbuds, they were denied, I'm assuming. So I was curious, one, why, and two, as generous as she was, I was just curious of why I wasn't able to obviously just get those.
Okay. So I do see you called in. And for security purposes, that first and last name along with that billing address, please.
Mike Leach, 10409 13th Avenue, Court East, Tacoma, Washington, 98445.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. One brief moment. Okay, so let's see. So on the 29th, you had called in. You wanted to know if you could purchase on with EarPods. They advised you that purchase set was a deal with a warranty. You requested to have a counsel and full refund. They offer you a 50% discount. You declined it. You didn't want it. They fully refund you for the EarPods. So technically, you was never going to get EarPods. Now, you
Correct.
was
Now that
refunded
part I
this.
completely agree. I 100% agree with you there. No disagreement, no argument. But
Definitely.
along with that, when I canceled, I specified with them that I didn't, it wasn't clear that it was a bundle set. You see what I'm saying? And that was never disclosed to me that I had to get all three. And that's the reason why I canceled. And I told them that. I said, I wasn't made aware. Nobody said this. And literally, when I got to the end, it just added those things. I was like, what? And I couldn't remove it because it was grayed out and it wouldn't allow me to because obviously, if it was a set, it's all or nothing.
Okay, so I definitely understand what you're saying. So they didn't inform you that you also did have the watch on there as well for the 597.
Right. Well, when I seen it, I was like, I don't know what this watch is or this warranty. And I told him I didn't want it or need it. I said, all I wanted was the pods because they showed them to me for like $5.97 or whatever. And I was like, I'll take that. That's not a problem, but I don't want the watch or the warranty yet again. And again, the people I spoke with when I called back, they were cool, good people, no issues there. I just want to make sure that everything is clearly understood and situated so I don't have to, go through this or whatever, but they told me that, and I was like, okay, well, I didn't want any of that. It was like, well, sir, you can't get it without the other. I was like, again, that was not disclosed to me. If I knew that, I either would have went ahead and said, okay, right, I can shut up and accept it, or I can say that's not what I want, and I cancel. I said, can I just get the pods for whatever? They said, no, it has to be a deal. I was like, okay, well, I don't want any of it. Just cancel all of it. They said, okay, we will go ahead and cancel it. Are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm okay with that. So she said, all right, we're going to give you a full refund. Literally a week later or 5 days later, I still realized that they still charged me $64. And I'm assuming you can see that. And once they charged me that, I was like, okay, how am I still being charged for something that you guys canceled and I don't have and I didn't want? And I don't want. And I call back, what is it, say the 15th, 14th?
Okay,
Ma'am?
so yeah, I'm listening. So basically the okay, so when you called in to cancel the product out on the 29th that you didn't want the EarPods, the warranty was left on there for the $1.95 and also the Melody watch. It was for the shipping and handling charge of $5.97. It was a product that you got to test out for a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't call within a sufficient time frame before the 14 days was over, then the $64.97 after trial charge would apply to the account. It was a straight sale charge. However, due to the fact that whatever the conversation was between you and the previous rep, it seems as if she just went ahead and refunded the account, you know, due to the confusion, I guess, or whatever you all had, you know.
She refunded because I don't have it. I told her, I was like, ma'am, I didn't get anything, and if I canceled it, why am I still being charged X amount of dollars?
So the only thing you canceled was the ear pods, not the watch.
But that's what I'm saying. When I told you in the beginning that I canceled everything, they didn't cancel the watch. They only canceled the pods.
The conversation was never spoken of about the watch. It was only pertaining to the ear pods at the time. So that's where the confusion had came in. They only canceled the ear pods. Now, if you had spoken something about, hey, I don't want the watch either, then they would have canceled the watch as well. But we can only cancel whatever you are referring to.
Right. I know specifically I referred to the whole bundle package. Would that not include the watch and the warranty?
You just referred to the ear pods. I'm so sorry. It was only the ear
pods
that you canceled. But like I said, she did go ahead and refund the account, you know, so you will be getting the full $64.97 back.
Okay. The initial question I asked is when we first got on, since that's obviously done, is why was the claim necessarily denied if she was going to try to get reissue me out something in regards of the situation that was at hand?
Repeat that for me.
The lady I spoke with prior to you or prior to calling in today told me that she was going to reissue me out the AirPods or whatever, earbuds or whatever, to, you know, just, you know, say, hey, sorry for any inconvenience. We'll reissue out some AirPods or whatever and go from there or whatever. And I was like, okay, I appreciate your time and thank you for everything. That was it. I got a watch that was sent to me that was damaged, and I don't mind sending it back because, again, it's damaged, and I don't know what they want me to do with it.
Okay, so on the 14th, you called back to get account counsel, wanted some ear pods instead of the reship of the watch. They issued out the
They shipped out a watch.
They actually was trying to ship out the ear pods, but I guess they clicked the wrong thing. So this time, I'm going to make sure you do get the ear pods. Now, since you've already gotten the refund, and if you don't receive it this time, we can't do an additional reship after this, all right?
No, you're 100% understand. You are correct. Do you want me to send back the watch?
No, don't have to send back anything because that wasn't your fault. That was on our behalf, and it was stated that you were supposed to have been gotten the pods instead of the watch. So I definitely do see that as well. So
yeah, I know it's damaged. You know, I just want to make sure that if you guys wanted it or needed it back, I don't mind shipping it back to you.
No, it's all right. We're gonna get those ear pods out for you. So basically, you just wanted to confirm the cancellation of the account and also get the reship of the ear pods?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. So give me one brief moment. Let me get everything situated. Were you already provided the cancellation number with the C in front of it?
Yes, ma'am. Lady before you that I spoke to told me she had it. And then I also have it in my email, I think, from the previous lady on the 14th.
Okay, no problem. Give me one brief moment. Okay, I almost finished. Just give me one brief second. Alrighty, so I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. I did make sure everything was canceled. I confirmed the cancellation of the account and also got those earbuds reissued out for you. So this time, hopefully when you receive that product, I do hope you get a chance to enjoy it. Also, do give it 3 to 5 business days in order for the funds to reappear back within your account. If you haven't received, well, it was on the 15th, so you should have received them by now. But everything is situated, counseled. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Everything.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call. Bye-bye.
Bye.